I'm Avi Arditi with Roseanne Skirbel, and this week on Wordmaster, meet two young English teachers. One's from the United States, the other from Uzbekistan.
The American is a native English speaker who also speaks Arabic. He teaches a conversational English class, but right now he's focused on finishing a graduate degree.
Only it has nothing to do with English teaching.
My name is Sam Ahmad. I'm a law student at Louisiana State University, graduating hopefully in a month or so, and will be starting a new career in teaching English as a foreign language.
Then why did you go to law school?
You know, my parents ask me that question quite often, but I figured it's better to get that advanced degree now than later when I might not get a chance to. Teaching has always been something that I knew I would end up doing, and teaching English as a foreign language is great because it gives me the opportunity to travel as well as learn other languages.
Has your interest in English teaching helped you in legal writing?
I think that my legal background has helped me to teach better because I'm better able to organize and prepare for my class in the same way I would organize and prepare an argument before a judge, as well as the structure of my class is tailored in a conversational debate format where I bring up issues that have two sides and get the students to engage in a structured debate using their English language skills in a conversational and debate style format.
What's a typical lesson in your class? What do you do?
Well, the structure, for the most part, it starts off by having three or four New York Times articles assigned to the students that they will read on their own. And then the following class, we will discuss those articles. Relatively about 15 minutes per article I'll set aside, and I'll organize the class into two sides, one for and one for against a particular issue, and have them each take turns arguing their position. And I think that using current events is the best way to learn conversational English because that's what conversations are about.
Sam Ahmad plans to visit Spain and Argentina later this year for training to become certified as an English teacher.
Now meet Niso Mamatkulova from Tashkent, Uzbekistan. She's been teaching English for the past 7 years. For the past 4 years, she's been training other teachers.
I asked her what she thinks are some of the best ways to teach English.
The best strategies I found is to interact with students using communicative teaching methods and to give them more freedom.
And the worst strategies?
To correct them always, to threaten them. To reward them maybe very often, not to give them a time to improve. And the least effective, I mean, a student's thing is to give much homework to do.
Finally, I asked if there was an anecdote she would like to tell about her teaching experience.
It happened twice, even maybe three times. A student was giving advice to me in different topics, and I liked that. And I said, okay, I'm going to follow your advice. And see, students like when we are friendly to them, when we are open to them, and I like that.
Niso Mamatkulova from Uzbekistan and Sam Ahmad from the United States both interviewed earlier this month in San Antonio, Texas.
I met them at the annual convention of the international group known as TESOL, Teachers of English to Speakers of Other Languages.
And that's Wordmaster for this week. Our email address is word@voanews.com. And our segments are all online at voanews.com/wordmaster. With Avi Arditi, I'm Roseanne Skirbel.
Oh, Rosie, I told you, as soon as I get a few bucks ahead...
You said that before, Albert. Then along came Conrad Birdie. And it was goodbye, Geoffrey Chaucer. Hello, William Morris. Goodbye, NYU. Hello, Al Maylou. 'Cause when you wrote Conrad's first hit, Ugga Bugga Boo, then I knew that was it. You were through with English forever. Is really someone. How proud I'd be if you had become one. It could have been such a wonderful life. I could have been
cousin, Mrs. Phi Beta Kappa Peterson.